Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Poppies fans, wherever you may be, to, where are we? Berkeley Fields, apparently the stadium's called. So that's where we are this afternoon, and we're here for the last game of the season, and one which everyone in Poppies colours is getting a little bit excited about.
We have some team news for you.
We have.
Run through that for you now.
I'll start with the home side, North Greenford United, Daylan Asen Agov, Marvel Agpiteta. Number 4, Andrew Manito. 5, and captain Michael. 6, Chase O'Neill. 7, David Manu. Lewis Stead.
We're getting
9, Mo Stevenson.
We're getting there. Apparently they can't hear us, Ed. Speak up.
Number 10, Gary Senior. 11, Anthony O'Connor. And substitute today, only 3. Number 12, Neil Amalfio. Number 14, Corey Stewart. And 15, Daryl Brown. Home side. I know, like this. The away side.
Sorry, I was joining in then.
Yeah, I figured that. I tried to be professional, Tim.
What are we doing here? what are we doing here? Let's stop this.
Ketchum Town will line up like this. Number 1, Alistair Warby. 2, James Clifton. 3, Steve Kinnebrough. 4, Chris Logan. 5, Henry Eze. 6, Jonathan Bukasa. 7, Jonathan Thorpe. 8, Andy Gooding. 9, Elliot Sandy. 10, Andy Osei-Siribor. And 11, Ashley Fuller. On the bench, number 12, Josh Moorman. 14, Lewis Hamilton. 15, James Jepson. 16, Tommy Hull. And 17, Jamie McAlinden. Referee today is Mr. Jake Hillier, and his assistants Nicholas McKenzie and Christopher Reed. But, just see who we've got. Keepers, the referee's checking with both goalkeepers. And, well, away we go for the first half. North Greenford kick off. Pump it forward. James Clifton watches it out onto this near side.
Just coming over and having a quiet word with Henry Eze, telling him to not
the ball. Oh, this flicked on around. This is in here. Goal!
Clifton Town! Puts the ball in the back of the net for the Poppies, and they take the lead on 28 minutes and 10 seconds.
Great ball. It's flicked on by the North Greenford defender, and it went straight through to Andy Osei-Siribor. The fan club will be happy because he's just scored.
Ball in.
It couldn't quite find. Was that Andy Osei-Siribor? It was. It's come back out to Fuller though. Fuller cuts inside, clips the ball back in, looking for Sandy. Keeper comes out. Oh, he's not in. Clifton.
Ketchum Town double the lead. James Clifton it was. The goalkeeper's made a right hash of that. He looked as though he was going to come and try and punch it, and unfortunately for him, the ball has gone straight over his head. He managed to get the faintest of touches, but the ball dropped nicely for Clifton, and he checked back inside and dispatched the ball into the centre of the goal. Ketchum Town have doubled their lead. North Greenford United 0, Ketchum Town 2. 41 and a half minutes on the clock, Ed.
Game now, as everybody realises that it's almost the half time.
And there it is half time.
There is the half time whistle. So, Ketchum Town doing their bit and getting their 3 points today.
For the moment, anyway.
As we go into half time. He's ready now.
Trying to steal a yard there, maybe.
He's ready now, and away we go. As Ketchum Town get us underway. Want to slip there by Henry Eze, and the number 9, it's Miles Stevenson, can go through on goal, and
he scored.
He scored for North Greenford.
Took that very nicely.
Well, that was a one man attack from Miles Stevenson, and
some cheers from the Kettering fans. Someone somewhere finally piped up from the North Greenford side
in that wall. And it's going to be swung in. Here we go. It's not a bad looking ball in, and it's actually saved.
Great save.
And
it's got in.
Oh my goodness, disaster for Kettering Town. North Greenford United have equalised, folks.
Yeah. Number 4, two, Andrew Manatee.
2 now.
Alistair Warby made the save from the original header, but Andrew Manatee following up headed it in. And that's a blow.
Pinnaburgh is able to clear for Kettering. Over the halfway line now. Siribor not going anywhere near that, but Andy Gooding, nice anticipation from Gooding. Moorman's going to keep going forward with Gooding. Gooding puts Moorman through. Moorman scores!
Through the keeper's legs,
Josh Moorman.
That's it, we're going to lead. And this stand we're standing on is literally rocking.
It is. Let's listen to the Poppies fans.
I thought that move had broken down actually, Tim. Moorman lost the ball there.
Well, it was a great bit of play actually from Andy Gooding and Josh Moorman, not giving up on the situation. Yeah. Clean at the number 5. And the number 5's actually done really, really well, Michael Dart. Yeah. And he hasn't even given away a corner there. As
Josh Morgan takes it right into the corner. And there we are, it's all over.
Full time.
Kettering Town have won, 3-2. So now we wait for Daventry.
Well,
find out who we're going to be playing.
Yeah, you'll bring all the noise and all the support that that you normally do. But until then, it's been a great afternoon of football. But congratulations to Dunstable. And thank you very much to Ed and Simon for joining me.
Pleasure as ever.
Good stuff. And we will see you on Tuesday. Good night, everybody.
Cheers.